and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Mark Pace, goalkeeper for St. Louis FC. Last year, you sold out our stadium time and time again. This year, we will take that fight to the field. We represent St. Louis. We fight for St. Louis. We fight for you. Because in a family, we fight for each other. This quest is bigger than any one of us. This is our city. This is All Fleur One.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, closes out the regular season against Louisville City on Saturday, September 17th at 7 p.m. For tickets, visit St. LouisFC.com.
Join the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's at SIUE on September 24th. Go to alz.org/walk to start a team today.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis here with me as always. And now it's time for you to join us if you would like to be a contestant on the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 60 days, you can call me right now, 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS, and we'll get you in here to choose a category and answer some questions and maybe win some fabulous prizes chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, you are, Paul. We have 12 free donuts from the old... town.
Hold on a second.
Wait.
Hold on a second. Stop the music.
I jumped the gun, didn't I?
You were not prepared.
No. No.
You were doing a fine job answering the phone calls as quickly as you can.
I was.
You were in high speed mode.
I was.
And then you were doing 90 and a 60, and then we came through here. And
yeah. I know. And I got caught by radar.
Yes, you did.
I'm sorry, officer.
Yeah, we can edit all this out.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Have 12 free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
You know, maybe this was Dan's message to me that we're done with the donuts joke we've been doing for 3 years.
No.
Is it old? Is that what you're telling me?
No.
That we shouldn't do it anymore?
No, we should.
That you hate donuts the size of your head? Is that what you're telling us?
No. I love donuts the size of my head. I love them from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts. Jokes never get old.
No. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
You know who I was just telling about jokes that never get old? Billy Joe. You know that ode to her?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
don't go there.
Go ahead.
Do not go there.
Peroni's Pizzeria. We have a gift card from there. They have two locations and great pizza, by the way. They have one in Florissant and at St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
Donuts.
Also.
No, that was pizza.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. You might want to pick a pair of tickets. My goodness. To see the Fab
pick
Four.
Pick a peck of peppers?
Yeah,
what?
Pick a peck of pair of tickets to see the Fab Four. The ultimate tribute to the Beatles on October 7th. That's at the Family Arena. If you want to buy tickets, they're available at the Family Arena box office or through MetroTix.
And we also have a prize for you if you get every question right in what we call the clean sweep.
Yes, and we will give you a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, pizza delivery. Go to Candici's.net.
Okay, now let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge, who's much more well-rehearsed than we are. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, Paul. Thanks. Great to be on.
Nice to have you here. As you know, as a Harris Challenge contestant, you get the unique broadcast opportunity to suck up to the boss or shout out to a friend or do your own commercial endorsement if you've arranged some sort of payment for that ahead of time. You could exploit the airwaves for your own personal gain here with a five-second cheap plug opportunity.
So I'd like to give a shout-out to all my coworkers at Spectrum Brands Pet Home and Garden Division here in St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. Inside there are the categories that go spinning around, led, of course, by our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Or you can have Category 2, Sports and Showbiz Week. Or Category 3, The First Name is Lou, But the Last Name is Not, Fest.
Let's try the Lou category.
All right, because Lou Fest is coming up this weekend here in town. Might have a little trouble with the rain tomorrow. We'll see. But we've got 60 seconds on the clock, Paul. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Lou Brock held the Major League Baseball stolen base record until 1991. Who broke it?
Ricky Henderson.
Correct. Who played the guy who turned into Lou Ferrigno when he got mad in the late 70s TV series The Incredible Hulk?
Lou Ferrigno?
No, who played the guy who turned into Lou Ferrigno?
Oh, Bill Bixby.
Correct. What nickname was given to baseball great Lou Gehrig because he played 2,130 consecutive games?
Pass.
Who did Lou Diamond Phillips star as in the 1987 movie La Bamba?
Pass.
Lou Holtz is the only college football coach to lead six different teams to bowl games. Which one won the national championship in 1988 after an undefeated season?
Pass.
Back to the Lou Gehrig question. What was his nickname?
Iron Man.
He was called Iron Man, but he was also called Iron Horse. I'm going to give it to you for the 3 points there. We found two different sources that gave both answers. So you're going to get the 3 points for that, and two for Bill Bixby and one for Ricky Henderson. You did not get Lou Diamond Phillips as Richie Valens in La Bamba,
right.
And Lou Holtz coached Notre Dame to the championship after that undefeated season in 1988. So, Paul, you got yourself 6 points. That's the good news. The bad news is that's not enough to win. Instead, on the Harris Challenge, when you don't win, you get punished, and we go into the punishment music files.
So I'm hoping you have something by Bill Shatner for the 50th anniversary of Star Trek.
I don't. I have something. We've used William Shatner so much, I didn't want to go back to that well again. Instead, this new Tom Hanks movie, Sully, is out today. I liked it a little bit more than Colin did, and it's going to make a lot of money this weekend. It's directed by Clint Eastwood, and what you may not know is that Clint Eastwood was in a musical, and he actually sang.
Oh.
The musical was called Paint Your Wagon.
Lee Marvin was in that.
Yes, with Lee Marvin. Book and lyrics by Lerner and Lowe, the year 1969. And yes, Clint sang.
Oh.
I talk to the trees, ladies and gentlemen. Clint?
I talk to the trees, but they don't listen to me.
This is Clint Eastwood?
Yes.
I talk to the stars.
That doesn't sound like him at all.
But they never hear me.
You never heard him sing? Sing before.
The breeze hasn't time to stop and hear what I say.
Okay, Clint.
Wow.
True story.
I think that he sang in the one with the Sandra, whatever, Bronco Billy. Didn't he sing a solo in that or something?
He may have. I don't know. I don't have it.
Man.
I will look for it, though. I'm glad you called, Paul. Thank you very much for playing.
Thanks, guys.
Now let's move on to our next contestant, and that's you, Brad.
Hi, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I need to get a shout-out to my brother, Todd. You may remember Todd. Do you?
I don't know. Why would I remember Todd?
Well, he challenged me last Friday.
Oh, yes!
On the wave wager.
I do remember that.
I talked to him this afternoon. He seems to remember differently than I do. I thought that he ended on 8 points. And he was trying to tell me 10, but I think I've convinced him that he had 8 points.
I
may have to go back to the tapes.
I think you're correct that it was 8 points. He just barely qualified for prizes. So
I officially accept the challenge.
Uh-huh.
And if I score more than 8 points, he'll be taking me to the lunch of my choice next week.
Wow. Of course, you know it's not really the Todd challenge that matters. It's the Harris challenge that you have to do well on here. So which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Sports and Showbiz Week? For our new third category, On This Day.
Are any of those multiple choice?
I don't know.
I don't know what happened on this day, and I haven't been paying attention. What was the other one?
Sports and Showbiz Week. You know, Todd didn't take that long to answer the easiest question of the day.
I'm stalling.
Yeah, I know.
Owe him lunch.
Pick one, Brad, or I got to go to somebody else.
Let's go. Have you been listening?
Okay. Have you been paying attention?
That one, too.
You weren't listening.
I wouldn't have listened to the option.
that's a funny thing. Have you been listening? No, not really.
All right. I told you that before.
The category is, have you been paying attention, Brad? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Asian country did the U.S. once bombed did Barack Obama become the first sitting American president to visit this week? Which major bank was fined $185 this week after investigations revealed employees had opened up millions of checking and credit card accounts without the permission of their customers?
The Bank of America.
Wells Fargo. Isabel Dinoir died this week. She's famous because she was the first person to be recipient of a transplant of what body part? Lungs, hand, or face?
Faith.
Correct. Which country's president apologized this week after calling President Obama the son of a whore?
North Korea.
Philippines. Which country tested a nuclear device yesterday that sent shockwaves around the world?
North Korea.
That's North Korea. One pointer. Which Asian country did Barack Obama become the first sitting American president to visit this week?
China.
Richard Nixon was the first to go to China in 1972. Barack Obama was the first to go to Laos, which we bombed during the Vietnam War.
Oh, man.
Brad?
Brad.
Brad. Not good, is it?
You got the North Korea question for five, and you got the Isabel Dinoir question. Well, she had the face transplant, her nose, her lips, and her chin all replaced 11 years ago after she was mauled by her pet Labrador Retriever. But she died this week at the age of 49. That was worth 3 points. So, Brad, you and Todd have tied.
Oh, man. No.
You get to go Dutch.
And don't forget, don't forget to tip your servers.
How long do we have to wait before we can call in again?
60 days.
We'll do that, and we'll do a playoff.
Okay. All right. Good, Brad. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prize. Here's our third contestant. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Go ahead and plug something.
I'm going to plug myself. It's my happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
I'm not going to sing the rest of the song, though. And I'm not going to ask how old you are.
Thank you.
Laura, here are the category choices. Sports and show... Oh, by the way, what are you doing for your birthday besides the excitement of the Harris Challenge?
I took a half day off and I went out to lunch with my mom.
Uh-huh.
And tomorrow we are going up to a winery in Grafton. I'm not quite sure what the name of it is, but it's going to be a nice day. I'll be with my family, my kids and everything.
Excellent. Okay, which category would you like? Sports and Showbiz Week, On This Day, or In the Midnight Hour?
I'm going to pick with, go with On This Day.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Laura. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which future U.S. president received his license to practice law on this day in 1836?
Oy. Lincoln.
Correct. Which broadcast network was created by the Radio Corporation of America on this day in 1926?
Boy, I want to say RCA.
Well, that was the company. What was the network?
NBC.
Correct. Which communist leader and founder of the People's Republic of China died on this day in 1976?
Chairman Mao.
Correct. Which of these did not perform his first solo set at Amnesty International's Secret Policeman's Other Ball in 1981? Was it Sting, Phil Collins, or George Michael?
I'll go with Sting.
No, it was George Michael. Which U.S. president's wife was the first to give birth while first lady? Grover Cleveland, James Polk, or John Adams?
Polk.
You said Polk at the buzzer?
Yes, sir.
The correct answer, from 1893, the first lady was Frances, the daughter was Esther, the president was Grover Cleveland. I'm sorry to tell you, Laura, you got the one, the two, and the three, and then it all fell apart. So you also have 6 points, and that means we have to hear Clint Eastwood sing again. Now, here's what you may not know. Not only did he sing in the musical, Paint Your Wagon, he also sang in the terrific military movie, Kelly's Heroes, which he made the next year. This was a great war movie with Telly Savalas and Don Rickles and Donald Sutherland and Gavin McLeod, Carol O'Connor, Harry Dean Stanton, Stuart Margolin. He doesn't actually sing in the movie, but the theme song to the movie is called Burning Bridges. And yes, it's Clint singing lead on that song. purpose is because Paint Your Wagon was such a huge musical hit. They said, let's get Clint to sing this one, too.
Oh, boy.
And so here he is.
Friends all trying to warn me, but I held my head up high. All the time they warned me, but I only passed a mile
of my life.
They all tried to tell me, but I guess I didn't care.
Get off my lawn. I think I should point out that I believe it was the next year that he became Dirty Harry and really changed his career for the better. Although, like I said, Kelly's Heroes, great movie. I don't want to hear anything bad about it. I don't want to hear any of that negativity, Moriarty. All right, that's enough. Laura, thanks very much for playing. Have a great birthday weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Wow. Well.
Kind of threw me a little bit. Our fourth contestant is ready to go. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You want to plug something?
Yeah, I'll send a shout-out to my grandkids.
You have to talk directly into the phone, Dan.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'll send a shout-out to my grandkids, Landon, Bren, and the newest one, Ryan.
Okay. We have two categories left, sports and showbiz week, or in the midnight hour. What'll it be?
I'll go sports and showbiz, please.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Dan, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which NFL quarterback not only took three unpenalized helmet-to-helmet hits last night, but was also caught on camera flossing his teeth on the sideline?
Cam Newton.
Correct. Which one-time Saturday Night Live star, now 72 years old, checked himself back into rehab this week? Angelique Kerber has replaced Serena Williams as the number one ranked female tennis player in the world after 186 weeks. Who was the last number one before Serena? Was it Maria Sharapova, Victoria Azarenka, or Caroline Wozniacki?
Could you say them again, please?
Sharapova, Azarenka, or Wozniacki?
Azarenka.
Which male Fox News Channel personality apologized to sexual harassment victims yesterday for his support of Roger Ailes? Which Major League Baseball team signed Tim Tebow to a minor league contract as an outfielder this week?
The Mets.
That is correct. And who was that? We're going to run out of time here. I was going to ask you, who was that Saturday Night Live star, now 72, who checked himself back in rehab this week? That was Chevy Chase. He's got a real alcohol problem.
Oh, wow.
And the Fox News Channel who apologized was Geraldo Rivera. So, Dan, you got one for Cam Newton and five for the New York Mets. We have now three contestants who have been stuck at the number six.
Man.
Which is not a winning number. It's a punishment number.
No.
Before the punishment, Clint Eastwood did another movie, Every Which Way But Loose.
Mm-hmm.
He sang a duet with Ray Charles. It's called Barroom Buddies. It actually went up the charts, but it was Ray Charles mostly.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it was.
Oh.
I don't have that, but I do have more from Clint in Paint Your Wagon. It's not A Talk to the Trees. We've already heard that. No, this one's called Gold Fever.
Going
the old-time saloon piano.
Oh, yeah.
Always sounded like this.
I would give the world to see how I used to be when I had no axe to grind except for chopping wood.
Yeah.
Day was day and night was night. Wrong was never.
Vintage stuff.
Didn't matter where I went as much as where I stood.
That's driving fast music, isn't it, Dan?
Yeah, it is.
I had dreams.
You know, you never hear of a high school production of Paint Your Wagon. Now we know why.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough.
All right.
Dan, have a great weekend. Thanks very much for playing. Let's go to our final contestant today. Hello, Mark.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Tell us about yourself and plug something.
Go Irish, and I'm driving in a car with a spider. So can anyone tell me how long spiders live without feeding?
You're driving in a car with a spider?
Yep, I saw a spider crawl across the floorboard, and by the time I get home, I'm not going to be sure where it's at.
So I hate that. They go down in, like, the dashboard, they go back to wherever their hiding spot is.
You know, it's probably somewhere just laying eggs. Probably a female spider, and when you come out tomorrow morning to go to your car, there'll probably be 300 or 400 of them. I wouldn't worry about
just spray.
It'd be great. It'd be the brown recluse. That'd be even better.
Wow. All right, Mark, we have one category left. It's called In the Midnight Hour. The word midnight will appear in all of the answers. And since we've had three Clint Eastwood punishments today, I got to ask you, do you feel lucky, Punk?
I do, and I hope it's something from Grand Torino if I'm wrong.
Well, let's see. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did John Voight co-star with Dustin Hoffman?
Midnight Cowboy.
Correct. In what movie was Brad Davis tortured in a Turkish prison? Remember, Midnight is in the answer.
Yep, keep going.
What 1970s late night music show was hosted by Wolfman Jack?
Pass.
What Eric Clapton song became a commercial for Michelob beer? Clint, stand by.
Yeah.
Here's your five-pointer. What 1988 movie starred Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin?
Oh, that's, I just watched the other day.
Take a guess.
I think it's Midnight
seconds.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's not Midnight in the Garden of Evil.
No.
What it is.
Let me ask the judges, can we accept, I just watched it the other day?
No, we
can't. We needed Midnight Run as the answer there. After Midnight was the Clapton song. The Midnight Special was the Wolfman Jack TV show.
I knew the guy, but I was born in 1980, a little before my time.
And Midnight Express was the movie that starred Brad Davis as an American tortured in a Turkish prison. I think that movie single-handedly cut down on drug trafficking for probably a year or two.
And that is a
never
true
heard
story.
Of it. Well, yeah. Come out.
That is based on a true story.
Midnight Express, you should check that out. An excellent movie.
Yeah.
And scary.
Mark, you got yourself 1 point for Midnight Cowboy.
Yep.
That's our lowest score of the day. You know what? I feel like going back to paint your wagon.
What did what year did Midnight Express come out? Was it in the 90s?
Yeah, I will look at it while Clint punishes you.
I can see us on April 9th. Looking out across a rolling farm. Having supper in the candlelight.
Is he talking about the tree here or a woman?
I don't know.
He's talking to the tree.
Yes, he is.
But not necessarily about the tree.
No.
Pass the day, thinking mainly how the night will be. Then I'll try to find the words to say. All the things you mean to me.
Okay.
All right, I'm good.
I forgot the harmonica solo. It was brilliant. Midnight Express, 1978.
Wow.
Yeah. Before my time.
All right, Mark, I'm sorry you didn't win, but quadruple punishment day on the Harris Challenge today, and I hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll give it a shot next Friday, just like we do every Friday, right around 5:15. Here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. And by the way, you can also check out the archives and play Harris Challenges you may have missed for months. They're all on there on my website, harrisonline.com.
Meet me. All right, let's get a check on traffic. Airborne, here's Frank Ladd.
Hey, Dan, we're still dealing with this accident. Southbound Highway 55 in Gasconade. Pair of right lanes blocked. Only the two left getting by. It was an earlier accident that we thought they had cleared. Now they came back to get the vehicles out of the way. Last check, the flatbeds were on the scene. You've essentially thinned out headed towards the Poplar eastbound on Highway 64. But southbound on 55, you are delayed back to the Poplar all the way into the depressed section. Westbound on Highway 64 starting to open up as well. West of Kings Highway out through McCausland. Southbound 170 remains heavy down through Highway 64. Eastbound 64 still on the brakes in pockets. Spady up through Big Bend. Westbound on Highway 70. It's a slow stretch now between 270 and the roadwork just west of the Blanchett Bridge. Eastbound on 270 up in North County. The normal delays there between McDonald and Lindbergh. Eastbound on Highway 64, a heavy pocket at 141. Southbound Highway 67, south of 55. Got reports of an injury crash there, so you've got the backups towards 55, and then you're backed up onto the interstate. That right lane is heavy approaching Highway 67. And eastbound on Highway 64, we found the incident east of Illinois 159 that has you delayed back towards 157. It was over on the right shoulder now. This update is brought to you by Subway. Try the 350 sub of the day at Subway. There's a different 6-inch sub for every day. Just 350. Wednesday, turkey breast day. Thursday, Italian BMT day. Only at Subway. Frank Ladd with KTRS Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250-95. We're live. We're local. What does that mean to you? While the people you hear on some other talk stations are in New York or L.A., KTRS personalities are right here in St. Louis. That means local St. Louisans are talking to other St. Louisans about things that happen in St. Louis while we work and play and live together in St. Louis. Doesn't get more local than that. Keeping it local. That's our focus on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello? A steady drip, drip, drip under your toilet tank has sent you to the super mega box store for a solution.
Hello?
But your fruitless search makes your frustration level rise faster than the water on your bathroom floor.
What's somebody got to do to get some help around here?
You should have gone to the experts at Schnarrs Hardware.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Where you get all the assistance you need from people who actually know what they sell.
Sounds like a compression ring leak.
Oh.
We could sell you a new hose, but first, why don't you tighten up the old one and see if it stops leaking?
If you don't need it, we won't sell it to you at Schnarrs.
I like that.
The advice is free, but if you do need something, Frank Blair and the expert staff will help you find it. So why go to the super mega box store to be ignored?
Hello?
When you could get real customer service by people who really know what they sell.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnarrs Hardware, inviting you to come by our store, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice.
I like that.
For hours and location, go to schnarrs.com.
Expert help is waiting for you.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
At Schnarrs Hardware.
All right, so last week we get a big hailstorm and a true story. Someone gets a phone call from a company that does roofs within 15 minutes of these hailstones hitting the roof of their house. And you know what? A few months from now, you're not even going to be able to find that company. There's companies around, a few, that have been around a long time and will be around a long time. Allen Roofing, one such place since 1972. They're not hail specialists. They're not storm specialists. They're roofing, siding, and gutter specialists for over 40 years. And it's all that they do, and they do it as well, if not better, than anyone else. So says Contractor Magazine. Also, you want more information? Check out the website at aroofing.net. Three locations, St. Peter's, Ellisville, Missouri, and Caseyville, Illinois. You need a new roof or you need your existing roof fixed? Call Allen Roofing.
That's it. You've had it with your deck. It's not going to last another season. You've promised yourself that you're going to get a new great deck for next year. But you know prices are going up next year. I have a solution. Why don't you lock in 2016 prices for your 2017 deck? Pat Leahy and the crews at Outdoor Living in Kirkwood can get all the work done. And if they can't get it done in the fall, they can get it done next year. And you can lock in 2016 prices for 2017. Call Outdoor Living now and check out their complete line of Trex decking, framing, as well as outdoor furniture. All Trex decking is made from 95% recycled material and is built to last with a 25-year warranty. Outdoor Living, 2016 prices for your deck next summer. 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com. You want the best in the business, you want Outdoor Living or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock, PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
Far away from this life that you're living, you'll find a whole new beginning.
discover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
A weekend at home or a weekend RVing, cutting the grass or baiting the hook, listening to bacon fry or standing in line at a restaurant, staring at your neighbor's security lights or counting stars, watching the Travel Channel or sitting around the campfire with friends. Break away, get out of town in an RV from Byerly in Eureka.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactive. Their faces are their money. And it's time for you to get it, because Proactive has set up a special 800 number. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactive and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering, because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti, host of the Superior Healthcare Radio Show, where we will empower you to overcome health issues. Tune in this Saturday at a special time of 2 o'clock.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
Yeah, the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. And here is a man who's enjoyed the fine food at Annie Gunn's and may have even stopped in for a little snack at the Smokehouse at some point. Lives now in Southern California and joining us via phone, it's Mr. Mike Evans.
How are you now?
Hello, Mike.
Hi, Dan.
How are you today?
Fine.
Good.
How about a pop quiz question?
Okay.
Who has the... Well, first of all, I'm going to ask you two questions. One question, there's not a right or wrong answer. It's just your answer. Then the next one is the actual pop quiz. First of all, who has more talent, Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks? Second question, who has more money, Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks? That's your pop quiz.
Okay.
Two movie reviews, little Paul has.
Okay.
Have you seen Sully?
I have.
Sully, to me, is one of the five best movies I've ever seen. Tom Hanks should get an Oscar for his incredible portrayal of Captain Sully. The film opens with what might have happened when our hero, Captain Sullenberger, attempted to go back to LaGuardia instead of putting the jet in the Hudson. Here's a hint. Manhattan catches on fire when it crashes into a building. I'm sure a lot of people would have been killed. As it turns out, the story talks about... even before the people were out of the plane, apparently the company, the FAA, the media, and others were questioning Sully's decision to land in the river.
Mm-hmm.
How wrong they were. Sully, a quiet, wonderful, honest human being who just happens to be a pilot, was doing his job. His only desire was to protect his passengers. Just a great story. Lori Linney doesn't have a big part, but she is also very good as his wife. Great effects, a perfect length for a movie. 96 minutes, 4 stars out of 4 stars.
Yeah, I liked it a lot too. And let's also mention Aaron Eckhart as the co-pilot, Jeff Skiles, a guy who in real life never gets any credit for what he was doing to help Sully in that cockpit. And Aaron Eckhart, a terrific actor. I think it's his best part in years.
Yeah, he is a good part. I thought a great line was towards the end of the movie when they were showing the entire time in the cockpit when Tom Hanks, when Sullenberger looks over to his co-pilot and he says, "Do you have any ideas?" They're all ready to crash into the...
Yeah.
Yeah. The other one doesn't open everywhere today, Bridget Jones' Baby. Did you see that one?
No.
stars an older Renee Zellweger, 43 years old, TV producer who heads to the Glastonbury music concert, literally gets stuck in the mud and is rescued by Patrick Dempsey. That leads to several drinks, which leads to the one night stand like other one night stands, and one of two one night stands results in her being pregnant. What she doesn't know is that one the baby daddy could be a billionaire. Rated R, 122 minutes, a little long, but by far the best of the franchise. 3.5 stars.
Okay.
Date in history, how poetic. The United States Open currently underway, tennis match in Queens, taking place right now. On this date in 1968, the first black tennis player, Arthur Ashe, won the U.S. Open. The finals will be this weekend, and they will be played in, poetically enough, Arthur Ashe Stadium.
Yep.
Let's talk about that. Who do you think has more talent, Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks?
I go Hanks.
I go Hanks.
Absolutely. Everybody says Hanks. Who has the most money, Cruise or Hanks?
Cruise.
Oh.
Cruise.
I'll say Hanks.
Tom Hanks worth $350 million. Cruise worth $550 million. But you still get a song. Aloha Friday. No work on Monday. We're going to wait. Aloha Friday. I wonder if you guys are going to watch the record. Well, Lily O'Kalani, aloha hui ho, mahalo nui 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 lui o.
Anana koli makawani yani ona nana lula wa Hawaii.
It's kind of the nightclub version.
It's a good thing we're not running late. Oh, no. Wait, we are. Time now for Knuckleheads in the News, brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download the STL Taxi app. Here we go, spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. It began in Clearwater, Florida, where 19-year-old Carmen Chambly was really mad at her former boyfriend. She saw his car on the street, so she broke into the trunk and lit its contents on fire. And while she got away on her bicycle, the blaze spread to the rest of the car before firefighters got there and put it out. Witnesses told the cops what Carmen looked like, and somebody even had video of her feeding the flames. They tracked her down and arrested her for second-degree arson. So why is this in knuckleheads in the news? The car did not belong to her ex-boyfriend. It was some other random guy. Thanks to Jim Hewer for story number two from Annapolis, Maryland, where the head of a county economic development corporation has resigned after being accused of entering a neighbor's home and going through her underwear. Cops say the neighbor's motion-activated surveillance cameras captured 70-year-old Robert Hannon rifling through the woman's lingerie drawer. She had set up the camera in her bedroom after noticing a bracelet of hers had gone missing. The camera was connected to her cell phone, and on the day in question, she was in Boston visiting friends when she checked the video feed and saw this guy breaking into her apartment and removing lingerie from her dresser. She turned the footage over to the cops. They busted the guy. He's resigned from his government position. Story three from contributor Matt Burrows. Duncan, Oklahoma. A mother and daughter have been arrested for incest. Mother and daughter incest? Yeah, that happened because they got married to each other. Court records show Patricia Spann is Misty Spann's biological mother. Their marriage was discovered in August by an investigator with the Department of Human Services. The investigator says Misty and her two brothers were raised by a grandparent after Patricia lost custody of them when they were little kids. The investigator says Patricia told her that she reunited with Misty 2 years ago and they hit it off. And she didn't think she was breaking any laws because her name was no longer listed on the daughter's birth certificate. And get this, court documents say this is the second time Patricia has married one of her children. She married one of her sons in 2008. That marriage was annulled in 2010. Thanks to contributor Dave Aronson for story four from Kansas City, Kansas, where 70-year-old Larry Ripple walked into the Bank of Labor, handed over a note to a teller which said, "I have a gun, give me your cash," and got $2,924 in currency from the drawer. But instead of running away, Larry sat down in a chair in the lobby and told the bank security guard, "I'm the guy you're looking for." The guard took Larry's gun and the money. Police and FBI showed up and asked him, what happened? Why are you still here? And he said, well, I had a big fight with my wife, and I don't want to be around her anymore. So I wrote this stick-up note in front of her and said, I'm going to the bank, and I'm going to get arrested and put in jail, and that'll be better than being with you. He was taken to jail and charged with one federal count of bank robbery, but the federal judge later ordered him to be released because he hadn't actually left the bank with the money. No word on whether he went home to his wife. And we finish with a quickie from Clark County, Ohio, of 72-year-old James Short, who was in the dentist chair, heard his phone ringing, went to answer it, and pulled the gun out of his back pocket instead of the phone. One hole in the hand later, you can fill in the rest. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. Before I go, we all know Sunday will be the 15th anniversary of 9/11. We all have different memories of 9/11. If you knew somebody who was in New York at the time, as my brother was, and told a remarkable story of actually he lived in New Jersey at the time and had taken the train into the World Trade Center lower levels that day and then was walking to work at his office six blocks away, and I had him on the air at the time the next day to tell that remarkable story. I'm going to post that audio on my website, harrisonline.com, on Sunday. And we all think of it as a horrible moment in American history. All of us except the people who run Miracle Mattress in San Antonio, which decided this weekend to have a Twin Towers sale. Piled up a whole bunch of mattresses in the back, and Miracle Mattress manager Charisse Bonanno did a commercial with two of her employees standing behind her in front of the Twin Towers of mattresses.
What better way to remember 9/11 than with the Twin Tower sale? Right now, you can get any size mattress for a twin price.
Full mattress?
Twin price.
Queen mattress?
Twin price.
King mattress?
Twin price. Store-wide sale all day long.
And then the guys fall into the Twin Towers and knock them over. Again.
And then she goes, we never forget. We'll never forget.
We'll never forget, right. Yesterday, the store responded to a sea of criticism by posting an apology saying our intentions were not to hurt anyone. Our staff is full of military people, some of whom had lost relatives due to 9/11. Really? So there was nobody there who could say, Christy, this is a really bad idea. Let's not do this. Her father has closed the store until after 9/11, partly because of death threats, which were completely unnecessary, but also because I think he needed to just gather the staff together and say, you see my daughter over there? Let's not listen to any of her ideas from here on out. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Frank and Colin and all of us who work on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, I'm Paul Harris. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening.
All right, let's go airborne and get a quick final check on traffic with Frank Ladd.
Hey, Dan, we're still seeing some volume southbound 55 from south of Highway 44 down towards the earlier accident in Cascade. There was a disabled vehicle at the end of a ramp from Potomac. Westbound on 64, you've essentially thinned out passing the zoo and the Forest Park area there. Southbound on Highway 170, still seeing delays from Forest Park Parkway through 64. Pockets of volume eastbound 64 from Lindbergh up through Big Bend. You've got a pocket of volume as well westbound on Highway 70, approaching the work zone at Fifth Street. And the accident on Highway 67 southbound, south of 55 before CC, has you down just one lane in either direction. You're going to be in the northbound 67 lanes getting around that accident. Southbound 55 is jammed back to north of Highway A down through Highway 67 and ramping on to Highway 67 due to this accident. This update brought to you by Subway. Try the 350 sub of the day at Subway. There's a different 6-inch sub every day for just $3.50. Wednesday, Turkey Breast Day. Thursday, Italian BMT Day. Only at Subway. Frank Ladd with KTRS Fix and Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
It's not the traffic that bothers me so much. It's all of these cars that are in the way.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
I'd say this is a stage one road rage alert.
Hear about it first.
This is going to be the worst trip of your life.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company makes over 30 varieties of sausage on site. Stop by G&W's full service meat market for old fashioned service and a free Bavarian beverage while you shop. 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway.
Economic uncertainties and longer life expectancies are turning traditional retirement planning on its ear. Learn why you need to redefine your retirement on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday at noon, right here on 550 KTRS.
This summer, SLS Las Vegas adds a mischievous chapter with the ultimate party package called Hashtag My Vegas Story. Guests 21 and over who book a two-night stay in the Boutique Story Tower receive a complimentary mini bar stocked with more than $200 worth of party essentials, including vodka, Fireball, Bud Light, Red Bull, and much more, while enjoying VIP access to day life and nightlife experiences. To book your stay, visit slslasvegas.com/myvegasstory.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Threat of storms continues into tonight. We're watching a cold front moving through tomorrow morning.
How the conservative activist Phyllis Schlafly is being remembered at her visitation tonight.
Vice President Joe Biden was in St. Louis today. The federal funds he announced to help support a local high-tech job program.
An armed robbery suspect is shot by his would-be victim. What we're learning about the investigation.
First on Fox 2 News at 6, strong storms roll through the area, producing heavy rain, lightning, and some scary-looking skies.
And for the latest on what's going on, we're going to get right to meteorologist Glenn Zimmerman. Hey, Glenn.
Yeah, this is kind of a mixed-up sky because some are seeing some big-time storms that are marginally severe. In other spots, we've got sunshine and dry weather, especially around immediate metro St. Louis. 270-255 loop at the moment is dry. But a real well-defined zone of thunderstorms has built up.